This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
So the way you demonstrate akhlaq, kindness, softness in speech, patience, not raising your voice, controlling your temper, they will learn that without you giving them a dars on it. Yes, of course.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Yeah, I've just married for 3 years.
MashaAllah.
I've known Islam for all of my life, but these 2 years have been really focused on Islam. So many turning back point in my life, but currently I have a 2 years old baby.
MashaAllah.
And I want you to know how we give the lesson for Aqidah and akhlaq for our 3 years old son.
I think kids are, at younger ages, they are more prone to practice than theory. So the way you demonstrate akhlaq, kindness, softness in speech, patience, not raising your voice, controlling your temper, they will learn that without you giving them a dars on it. You understand? And then once you do give a dars on it, they've already seen it in practice so much that it's actually a living lesson, right? So akhlaq in theory are easy to teach, but akhlaq in practice are something else, yeah? So I think what our kids need is akhlaq in practice. And they learn, they copy, right? They copy the way we speak, they copy the way we dress, they try to copy us in everything. So they'll start copying us in our akhlaq. And so every life situation becomes a lesson, like you're about to sit and eat, we should thank Allah. And you're always like genuinely thanking Allah, not just to teach her, but for yourself. And they see that and they pick up on that. Or when somebody's getting loud, you don't get loud with them. You maintain your calm. And they see that. They see that you're, you know. And then you could say after, you know how they raised their voice and I didn't raise my voice? Here's why. Allah says this, this, this. Right? Allah says, you know, إِنَّ أَنْكَرَ الْأَصْوَاتِ لَصَوْتُ الْحَمِيرِ وَغْضُضْ مِنْ صَوْتِكَ. Lower your voice, the worst voice is the voice of a donkey. Right? So that's the way I think akhlaq is taught to children. InshaAllah. You're welcome, young man.
People, you know about the, they hold themselves, but they cannot speak it. If you want to correct the connection, the space, like you said. But some people can talk, some people cannot. And mostly in relationships, they are different, you know, like a puzzle. So how you can make that person to talk? Because
maybe you can't.
It's hard.
Maybe you can't make them talk. Maybe somebody else can. Maybe you need outside help.
If there's no option for that, like you know, that's just a character and it's a different age, really, you know, it's different.
Yeah,
it's really hard.
I think there's
really
I think psychologists talk a lot about how to get somebody to open up.
Yeah.
Right, and they're you don't have to go to the hard issue at first. You can start with softer things.
Yeah.
Like you know, if you feel like, for example, somebody's mother is not opening up, for example, then you can start with, hey, mom, when you were little, who was your best friend? And what's your favorite memory from your best friend?
Okay.
And what was one day you got in trouble? And the next day you're talking about, hey, what's your favorite memory of your father? And what was your grandfather like? And all of a sudden your mom starts opening up about other things.
Because
and you thought she thought you would never be interested in her life or her childhood or her memories that are going to die with her.
Yeah.
But now you want to know, right?
Yeah.
So when you open up one door, maybe that opens up another door, maybe that opens up another door, and then you can talk to her about the really difficult things. You understand?
Yeah.
So you've gotta be a little bit gentle when you want somebody to open up. You can't just say, we have to talk about this issue.
Okay.
Because you're going too hard.
Yes,
at that.
Yes,
you haven't opened up the smaller doors
yeah.
to open up the big gate.
Yeah, they feel like you make them push you, right?
Right, right. Don't be pushy.
Okay.
Hey everyone, you just watched me answer a question somebody had about the Quran. I'm sure you have many questions about the Quran yourself. A lot of these questions get answered in the Deeper Look study myself and my team do and turn into a series of the Quran on the Deeper Look series available at bayinatv.com. So get your questions answered, sometimes even without having to ask them, by studying these surahs in depth with us at bayinatv.com under the Deeper Look section.